man at the woodwork.
I guess he didn't trust him. He's good with
people. Yeah.
I don't know where people are forgiving him. I was talking about the central heating and air conditioning.
Now, there are most houses that are being built now got in central heating.
I guess.
And air conditioning, you know.
Have you ever seen a kind of house that, the kind I was born in, where you can open all the doors in the house, the front door and open, you can see straight
through? Kind of a shotgun house.
How many rooms do they usually have? Is there any limit on the number?
Most of them were three room shotgun houses. Some of them were four room, but they were still straight through.
Have you ever seen a house that I used to have a lot of them in Alabama? A house, you got one big room right here, one big room right here, and this is kind of an open. There's a roof over that, and this is an open hall. It's just a big, there's no door or anything, it's just completely open. It's covered by a roof, and you got a roof over it.
You're like a breezeway in between, yeah.
Ever seen a kind of house like that?
Yeah.
Did you have a name for it ever?
Not the house, but all I would say is the house had a breezeway.
Have you ever heard anybody call it a dog trot house? Or a double pin house. I don't think those kind of houses are nearly as common here as they are like in South from Alabama. You see them a pretty good bit. Now, what about a house that's kind of like this? It's got a long entry hall, and then maybe a big sink, big one large room that's set at an angle to it, so it could be something kind of like this. You'd have the entry hall here, the big room there, so it'd be something like that. Any name for that kind of house?
No, I don't think I've ever seen one like that either.
I haven't either.
No.
Some people call it hall and parlor house or flying L or whatever.
Mm-mm.
Don't remember that?
No.
What about any other name for kinds of houses like that shotgun house that, you know?
No, just two stories and, you know, and we call some of the houses that they built little crackerbox houses, you know.
Small.
Yeah, little square houses. And then there were the flat tops when they came out.
My father used to say about that, he said, so you could go outside and change your mind.
Yeah.
Pretty small.
Crackerbox.
Have you seen them, maybe sometimes in build towns where they have them? Bunch of small houses that look just alike, real small.
Well, I've seen them.
For those kind of houses.
I mean, I've seen them, but that's just like they used to have those little railroad houses. But they call them shanties.
You ever heard anybody talk about row houses or anything like
that? Yeah, that's. Now, I've read about that, but that they call them row houses, but. But I thought when they called them row houses with the houses that were built all onto one, you know, took up a whole block more or less. But now...
The only place I've ever seen those is Birmingham. They got some in Birmingham.
Well, no, I don't think I've ever even seen them.
Let's see. We talked about condominiums and apartments long ago. Any other name for kinds of apartments? For example, where you had to go inside to your the apartments, you had to go inside. In other words, you didn't have outside entrance. And it was just all in one building.
And some more or less boarding houses, more or less.